Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Welcome to episode 398 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. This episode is called Bet on Yourself. It was inspired by another podcast that I listened to, the Never Stop Getting Better podcast, hosted by Coach John Perry, the head football coach at Nixa High School. Nixa High School is just 5 miles down the road from me. I was listening to episode 78 of the Never Stop Getting Better podcast as I drove home after watching Sutton, my youngest son, play for the NAIA-level Columbia Cougars. The episode featured an interview between Coach Perry and current Missouri University head football coach Eli Drinkwitz. Coach Drinkwitz was named the 2023 SEC Coach of the Year after the Missouri Tigers had an overall record of 11-2 last year and a 6-2 record in the SEC Conference. The Tigers beat the Ohio State 14-3 in the Cotton Bowl. Coach Drinkwitz hails from Alma, Arkansas and attended Arkansas State and graduated in 2004. 2023 was Coach Drinkwitz's fourth season as the head coach at Mizzou. During the interview on episode 78, the Never Stop Getting Better podcast, Coach Perry and Coach Drinkwitz navigated through the coach's path to the University of Missouri. At about 12 minutes into the interview, Coach Perry said that another coach, a peer, told Coach Perry that Coach Drinkwitz has, quote, bet on himself all the way, unquote. The bet on himself caught my attention. The question of how bet on yourself affects recruiting popped into my mind. I'll get into the recruiting aspect after continuing Coach Drinkwitz's story. Coach Drinkwitz was an assistant coach at Alma High School in 2005. Then from 2006 to 2009, he was an offensive coordinator at Springdale High School in Arkansas. The moment of his big bet on himself was turning down a solid high school head coaching job to go to Auburn University as a quality control assistant for $15,000 a year. As Coach Drinkwitz explains, his main job was to have coffee ready anytime the coach he was working under, Gus Malzahn, was in the office. Coach Drinkwitz tells of how he took the opportunity under Coach Malzahn at Auburn. He was at Auburn from 2010 to 2011 and then moved to Arkansas State as a running backs coach and moved to co-offensive coordinator at Arkansas State in 2013. From Arkansas State, he moved to Boise State and was there from 2014 to 2015. Coach Drinkwitz moved to offensive coordinator at North Carolina State from 2016 to 2018. Then he got the head coach job at Appalachian State for the 2019 year and moved to the Missouri Tigers head coach job in 2020 to present. When Coach Drinkwitz and his wife bet on themselves back in 2010, their decision and a lot of hard work took Coach from that $15,000 quality control assistant and coffee getter job to now a multi-year, five-year, $46 million contract. Not too bad. So how does bet on yourself relate to recruiting? Well, there are multiple times that you might or even should bet on yourself during your quest to play your sport in college. Sports provide many opportunities to perform as an individual and as a teammate. Track and field or swim and dive both have individual events and team events. It is easy to determine whether your individual performance is good or not in those events. In those sports, events where you run as fast as you can, or throw as far as you can, or jump as high or as far as you can, are on your own shoulders. You have to bet on yourself as you perform the event. Your individual performance can put you on the radar of college coaches. Golf, tennis, wrestling, gymnastics, or bowling are some of the other sports that are based on individual performances. But in high school and college, they are wrapped into team sport based on wins or points. So remember, on these individual sports, be a good teammate. You need to buy in that your performance can affect the team too. If you are not feeling it when you're at a meet or a match, you still need to give it your all for the team. Your performance on a bad day may propel your team to a win or advance them to a state tournament. And that may help your teammates or you get another chance to show off your skills on a better day. More team sports like football, volleyball, softball, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, or soccer, to name a few, seem harder to bet on yourself. But break down the games. Football is the ultimate team game. Everybody has a job to do, and winning your one-on-one battle on the line or on a pass route can make or break a play. Then 20 seconds later, you have to take the challenge again, then again, and then again. The same with the other team sports. A pitcher must execute pitch after pitch. The batter is mano a mano, three or four times a game. A fielder must want the ball hit to them every pitch, and then they may only get two balls hit their way in 100-some pitches throughout the game. Are you betting on yourself every pitch, every play? A goaltender may get 3, 5, or 10 opportunities to stop a shot on goal. The same with a defender to beat his or her opponent to the ball or to a spot, or an offensive player to cash in on a breakaway or a corner kick to get the goal. One of my favorite sports is basketball. As a point guard, I had to win each trip down the floor on offense to either score or make a pass to get a teammate to score, and then to go to the other end of the floor to stop the player that I was guarding from doing the same. The question of whether I'm betting on myself to make the right read or the pass or to take the right shot or to make the right shot came up frequently. Are you ready to bet on yourself to get fouled late in a game and then shoot and make the free throws to put the game away in the last 30 seconds? Are you the guy or the girl that wants to take the last shot, make the big defensive stop, or kick the game-winning field goal? Are you betting on yourself to make both the big and the small plays in your sport? Those are all in-game scenarios. They're bigger bet-on-yourself scenarios. Do you bet on yourself when nobody is looking? Do you bet on yourself in practice or when you're training? RecruitMe talks a lot about starting to prepare for your recruitment as you enter high school and throughout your freshman and sophomore years of high school. As a freshman or a sophomore in high school, you may or may not know if you want to or can even play your sport in college. But by betting on yourself early, you can be prepared. Bet on yourself in academics. Investing in your study habits and your own time management habits will pay off your junior and senior years of high school and into college. Academic investment will not only save you money, but time and stress in your academic future. Your classroom work may be the determining factor in getting on a college roster or getting some of your college paid for. Also, invest in your body. Strength, speed, quickness, nutrition, and don't forget your mental fitness are all phases of preparation that are vital to success. Parker's coach at Northwestern University told me that he had never had a player come in as a college freshman too strong. Bet on yourself in the weight room. The weight room is tough, especially for young athletes or athletes that mature late. I remember not seeing much progress in strength until my junior year. I struggled to want to be in the weight room because there were mature and stronger athletes and teammates. And many times my freshman and sophomore year I tried and I couldn't keep up with them. I didn't focus on me, and I compared myself too much to others. If you don't feel comfortable in the weight room as a freshman or a sophomore, stick with it. Keep creating good habits and take small increases as wins. If you are an early maturing athlete, one of the stronger kids at an early age, don't take that for granted. There are many, many other athletes catching up to you. Bet on yourself in the weight room. Invest in speed and quickness. You may not ever be the fastest or the quickest, but you can never be too fast and too quick. Speed and quickness don't just come from the weight room. Be the best you can for your body type, your position, and your sport. Sutton, my younger son, is fast and quick. He recognized his elite skill and worked on it and fit his game around his speed. His 6.5 60-yard dash time, highlighted with his other skills, got Sutton to an outfield spot at Columbia College. Now what about nutrition? I've read a lot about LeBron's large monetary investment in his training and nutrition. I think LeBron can afford a 24-hour chef and nutritionist. But he has bet on himself by investing time and money in his nutrition, thus enhancing his performance and longevity. Anytime you can start learning and then execute a nutrition plan, you will see results by losing weight or gaining weight and improving your physical being. Creating a habit of prepping food, packing nutritional snacks, and eating well throughout the day, the night, and before and after practices or workouts will benefit you both in high school and in college. Many colleges have athletic meal tables and snack areas just for athletes. Both of my sons did a good job prepping meals in high school to take to school, but didn't follow through with packing pregame snacks or postgame snacks. Parker gained weight in college. He graduated high school at 6'1", 165 pounds, and threw his fastball up to 84 miles an hour. By his junior year of college, he was 190 pounds and was throwing up to 90 miles per hour. Parker credits his nutrition and his weight training to his increase in throwing velocity. Invest and bet on yourself early. Creating your habits early, even if you don't see big, obvious gains, can be beneficial. Mental fitness and mental training have been around for years, but they were mainly used at the professional levels. You see more mental training filtering into the college level and the high school level today. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast has had a couple of mental fitness trainers on past episodes. Episode 389 had Chance Potts, the owner of One More Benefit, and episodes 276 and 211 had Paige Tons. Go back and listen to these past episodes. The most important tool we have is our mind. How you see yourself, react to situations, good or bad, and how you prepare for action are ways to invest and bet on yourself. Whether you get meditation, breathing, self-talk, or visualization to work for you, start training yourself to get in the zone and stay in the zone as quickly and as long as you can. RecruitMe and the RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System are definitely bet on yourself resources. Just like having access to a weight room doesn't make you stronger, you must assert yourself and do the work on both the plan of the RecruitMe 3.0 system and the weight room. With a small monetary investment, you can get the step-by-step RecruitMe 3.0 system, but you must marry the 200-plus page manual, workbook, and worksheets with your energy, your time, and your want to. If you do that, you will make the pages come alive and work for you. Purchasing the manual will not build your college school list. Write and send your introductory emails or your player profile. The RecruitMe 3.0 system won't open itself on your computer or on your phone and make calls or send texts to college coaches. Episode 385, RecruitMe is the spark, you are the fire, talks about you, the student athlete, and that you must burn to do the work and to get to play your sport in college. You must bet on yourself and believe that your skills and your accomplishments are valuable to a college coach and their program. Telling college coaches about your skills and your accolades are not bragging in a pompous way, but giving them your true metrics, skills, and awards shows you believe in yourself and want to pass those skills on to the next level. You can build a team to help you get recruited. Parents, relatives, coaches, friends, and yes, RecruitMe too, but you, the student athlete, are the key. Don't fully depend on others to get you recruited. Don't depend on college coaches to just find you. Take charge of your own actions, plug in your teammates, and bet on yourself, and bet on your hard work, your skills, and your performances to get you an advanced position to play your sport in college. Thank you to Coach Perry and Coach Drinkwitz for the great interview on episode 78 of the Never Stop Getting Better podcast. Here is more information about the Athletic Scholarship Podcast and the RecruitMe Education website and its resources. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is part of the RecruitMe Education business. My name is Brent Hanks, and I am the owner and CEO of RecruitMe. RecruitMe's goal is to provide you, whether you are a potential student athlete or the parent of a potential student athlete, with as many free and inexpensive recruiting resources as possible. You can find the Athletic Scholarship Podcast on your favorite podcast app, and a new episode hits every Tuesday. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is the world's longest-running recruiting education podcast. Other resources that RecruitMe provides are the free Recruiting Power Pack, which is available on the recruit-me.com website. You get a download with the first steps to an athletic scholarship, an audio file about how to use videos, and a free player profile template. Just sign up on the recruit-me.com homepage. Also, you can sign up for the free RecruitMe monthly newsletter that gives you monthly recruiting tips, advice, and links to last month's The Athletic Scholarship Podcast episodes. The RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System gives you a 200-plus page manual and workbook to take you step-by-step through your personalized recruiting journey. You can get the RecruitMe 3.0 system for only $39. You will get the 7 steps to an athletic scholarship and much, much more. Step 1, select the right schools to contact. Step 2, write a great introductory email. Step 3, create your one-page player profile. Step 4, build your own recruiting questionnaire. Step 5, track your communications. Step 6, send one-page updates. And step 7, make your school choice wisely. Go to recruit-me.com to get your recruiting plan today. Listen next Tuesday for another 15 minutes that will change your athletic scholarship future. Also, mark your calendar for the April 2nd special edition episode to celebrate the 400th episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. That is 8.5 years of weekly episodes that provide you with informative and helpful recruiting information. Again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.